This is Alcohol Mastery. My name's Kevin O'Hara, and welcome to the 10th of the Johns Hopkins series that asks, are you an alcoholic? This 10th question asks, do you drink in the morning? And I have to make it clear that it's nothing to do with shift workers who happen to come home in the morning after a long night's work, reach in for a few beers while they're watching a bit of television before they go to bed. Nothing to do with them at all. Now, getting up in the morning and having a drink really clicks into that drunken stereotype that people have about alcoholics. If you get up in the morning and you have a drink, you're either hanging from the night before, so you're trying to nurse a hangover, or you're having a drink because you can't go out of the house without a drink to face the world, or you have a drink every morning. And there's no way you can deal with life without having a drink in the morning. You know, you get the DTs and all that kind of stuff. I used to have loads of these never again mornings. Now, every person with a heavy drinking problem knows what these are. It's when you wake up in the morning, you've got a splitting headache, a dirty big hangover, and you're holding your head going, oh, never again. That's a never again morning. I thank God all those never again mornings are over for me. January the 2nd was my last, and I haven't touched a drop since, and I've no intentions of ever doing it again. My life is back on track. I was never really a morning drinking person. I never did it, especially after a hangover. The last thing I ever wanted was more of the same. It just turned me off for the day, or until the afternoon anyway, until the symptoms wore off. Every so often I go out for a few pints in the morning of a Sunday morning with a friend of mine. We used to go down to an early house, but it was once in a blue moon. The only times I ever really got, my mate would ring me up and I was working away and he'd say, oh, do you fancy a pint? And even though I was 100 miles away, I'd be pissed off that I couldn't go out. So that was the 10th question of the Johns Hopkins series of articles, and it asked, do you want to have a drink in the morning? If you're watching this on YouTube, leave a comment down below, and I'd really appreciate if you'd like the video. Subscribe to the channel, and all the new videos that we're putting up will come up onto your timeline. Click the link for the website and it'll take you straight over to the site where you'll find the accompanying article for this video, and there's an MP3 download as well. If I can help you out in any way, shape or form, then please let me know. I just want to try and help as many people who are having alcohol problems. I've been in the same position for many years, and I know that now I've got out of it, I just want to try and give back as much as I can. So if I can help you, let me know, and I'll see what I can do. My name's Kevin O'Hara. This is Alcohol Mastery. Onwards and upwards.